to let the district know that they won't sit silently by, to take charge and command of their own lives, which is something we've been constantly trying to teach them. And we are teaching young folks that you are allowed to push back on things that you feel are not right.
Just want to say something. You know the struggle well. You were involved in one in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
For me? Well, no.
I was just talking to Juan Gonzalez in New Brunswick, New Jersey. Very, it sounds eerily similar, Juan.
Yeah, so that was a major school downtown that was being closed by the big hospital chain, a school that was 94% Latino, and they wanted to expand. So they just closed down the school with despite hundreds of parents and students protesting. So, and this has been happening. It happened in New York City when under Bloomberg, 25 schools were closed. It happened in Chicago under Rahm Emanuel. So it's been a process in all these major cities now of this. What is the argument that the Oakland school board says why they have to close these schools?
It's a laughable one, and one that I was really glad to witness. They proposed it at the board meeting. They were on full display and showed these magic numbers and gave reasons that were antiquated as to why they want to close our schools, which were that our schools are under-enrolled, and as we know and they don't speak about, is that a lot of our students are going to the charter schools. That they've allowed to be here, but also gentrification is impacting our communities. But small schools is something that all affluent neighborhoods aspire to have. So why do we not deserve small schools? Another reason was to save money for them, which was about $14 million, which only equates to about 2% of their budget. There are about many other options they can choose as to how to save this money versus using black and brown bodies and taking away community hubs that have been in our communities for over 150 years. At the stroke of a pen or at the click of a Zoom button.
Moses Omlade, the vote is tonight. I mean, it is astounding that 2,000 people logged into the school board meeting. What exactly is being voted on? Just simply whether the schools will close?
They're voting on school closure and mergers. And what that means is they've chosen that certain schools they would like to merge and put them together. And then the year after that, they'll dissolve and become one school. So that will be voted on tonight, and chances are we are very clear that what they're going to do is the divide and conquer tactic, which they've used for a long time, take some schools off that list so those schools will quiet down and allow the others to close. But right now we're not stopping. This movement is no school closures at all and no mergers at all. So Sanjay and I will be on this until they decide to inject some humanity into the process by which they choose to close schools and engage with our community about these choices.
And what's your assessment of the political leadership of Oakland in the face of this? Are they 100% behind this, or can they be moved to pressure the school board?
They can be moved. I mean, I think anyone can be moved. We're humans at the end of the day. You know, it's been laughable, their approach so far. They have not come out to see us. Gavin Newsom hasn't come out to see us, and we've demanded that many times over. We've asked Tony Thurman to come out. We've asked the board to come and speak with us. And the mayor has come out and said, yes, they deserve to close these schools, Mayor Libby Schaaf, and has yet to actually provide proper reasoning. We have no numbers. Anyone looking at these numbers will kind of laugh at it. So leadership in Oakland, in the state of California, have been laughable so far. But we, you know, have open hearts and love and desire to meet and sit with them and break bread with them, ideally someday, and talk about the reasons why our communities need to stay open.
We want to thank you so much for being with us, and we'll report tomorrow on what happens in the school board vote tonight, which I believe is 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock our time on the East Coast. Moses Omlade is a community schools manager at Westlake Middle School, part of a group of educators on hunger strike protesting the Oakland Unified School District's proposal to close or merge over a dozen schools. This is day 8 of the strike. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Stay safe. Wear a mask.
We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Let's just keep the music going. How about some Hoodoo Gurus? I want you back. It's the Viva La Mock radio program here on 88.3 WRCT.
I can still recall the time she said she was always mine. And she lived as people do and forget what we've been through. It's not that she's gone away.
Delivering truth that would grip joint. She never fails to get straight to the point. Shallow talking, empty phrases got no place in a world. That's the reason why I go to my
from 1985's Gas Food Lodging album. Some Green on Red wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program with Hair of the Dog. Before that, from 1982, X, Riding with Mary. Played some brand new music from Bill Lloyd. You might know Bill from his twangier days as the Lloyd part of Foster and Lloyd, but he has a brand new solo album out showing you he's got some power pop chops. Name of the track was Go To Girl. Start off the entire set with some Hoodoo Gurus because I want you back. I always want you back. I want you here. I'm selfish that way. I love it when you listen to my radio program because then I realize I'm not just talking to myself. No, normally that's all I'm doing is just talking to myself. And then I do my radio show and I get to talk to myself with other people much like you. So I always appreciate when you're listening here on 883 FM. WRCT. Hey, do you know that a minute pause is just an almost insignificant amount of space or time? But then again, 60 seconds of time is a minute pause. So get it straight with a minute pause each and every Tuesday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. with your host, DJ Sean Watson. Play some great stuff, and I highly recommend that program, which is why I'm telling you about it. Speaking of some great stuff, from Cleveland, Ohio, it's Para Ubu here on Viva La Mock.
feeling inside of me. It's kind of strange, like a stormy sea. I don't know why, I don't know why. I guess these things have gotta be. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Guess I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. See the sun, it shines. Don't get too close or it'll burn your eyes. Don't you run away that way. You can come back another day. I've got a new rose, I've got a good. Guess I knew that I always would. I can't stop to mess around. I got a brand new rose in town. I never thought this could happen to me. I'm so strange. Oh, why should it be? I don't deserve somebody this great.
The Damned wrapping up that set of music with New Rose, a song that most musicologists or maybe just music nerds will say was the very first punk rock song from the UK, because it was the first one that was laid to wax. Yeah, believe it or not, October 22nd of 1976 is when that single came out. Came out on Stiff Records, and it was produced by Nick Lowe. So think of just process all that New Rose. And the other thing is, the song starts off with the lead singer going, is he really going out with him? And then cranks into the song. I always thought, as a youngster, that was just some sort of jab towards Joe Jackson and his song, is she really going out with him? But no, that was them actually, A, because it came out before that song, and B, they were parodying the Shangri-La's Leader of the Pack. So, yeah, you just learn things that you don't want to learn. Maybe you do want to learn. I don't know. Did you learn that I played a cover of Bow Wow Wow before The Damned? That was a Pretty Girls Make Graves, and you got to wonder, like, did they take the name of their band from the Smiths song or a Jack Kerouac line from Dharma Bum? I don't know. You have to ask them, but that was C30, C60, C90, which are cassette tape lengths for the older audience. They know that. For the younger kids, CDs, cassette tapes came out in different lengths of time, 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes, and it's all about making mixtapes and dubbing music and all that. I'm making a mixtape right now. I am. So you're listening to my mixtape as I make it live, and I appreciate you tuning in while I make this mixtape. I'm going to tell you more about some mixtapes, but I'm going to wrap up the music first so I don't get sidetracked too far. Stiff Little Fingers before that with Suspect Device, and start off the entire set with some Para Ubu and a Non-Alignment Pact. Now I can go into my mixtape story I was going to tell you. Was so the Moxster recently took a hefty little road trip, just driving around, but the vehicle he had only had a cassette deck in it. So I could listen to the radio, or I could listen to a cassette. So the Moxster went into the closet where all his cassettes are sitting and grabbed a handful, and then he found a box of old Viva La Mox, because that's how they were archived on cassette. And I was listening to those and found some shows from literally 20 years ago. Found a show from December 7th, 2001. Yeah. And I was listening to that. So it sounded just like this show. In fact, this might be the same show, and I figured out how to dub a cassette into modern day. No, it's not. It's not. But someday when I figure that out, when I find the technology, because I know it's out there, I just don't know how technology works, I will just, I'll say, hey, you want to hear a show from 2000? Here it is. And you only get 30 to 45 minutes of it because it was a cassette tape. All right, let's get off the cassette tape talk and get back into the music talk. It's almost like the freaks are in charge.
As a woman meant failing as a friend. diamond. You made yourself a diamond to blind young men's eyes. You claim because they want to shine, they deserve to walk the line. You're gonna storm the highway. Your gestures meaningless. You're lost forever to the living men. Teddy souls to the end. Oh. Oh, but yes, I give you my love, so my soul will not starve. But if you never move the honest rock of what you really are, I go. But I love you, and I'll carry that to the end. If I ever lie with you again, I pray I do not sleep. If I ever close my eyes again, I realize what you are to me. You are simply a liar, an animal who bluffs and steals until you become a bigger creature's meal. Like a ghost on the highway. You're trash and meaningless. I hate you, but I love you. And I'll carry that to the end. Like a ghost on the highway. Like a ghost on the highway. I'm lost on the highway. You're lost on the highway.
Together and try and look trendy. I think it's a shame. John Peel playing just the other night. They liked to buy the old little single. I read about Seymour, but they're not pressed in red, so they buy the Lurkers instead. Here they come. La 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 la. La 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 la. The part-time punk. La 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 la. La 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 la. The part-time punks. They play the record speed out. They poke her in the bedroom. They fly into the mirror. But only when their mum's gone out. They pay 5p on the buses. And they never use toothpaste. But they got 2.50. To go and see the Clash tonight. Here they come. La 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 la. La 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 la. The part-time punks. Here they come. La 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 la. La 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 la. The part-time punks. The part-time punks. Part-time punks,
the part-time punks.
Pizzicato 5 wrapping up that set of music with, all right, brace yourself. Here's the actual name of the song. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 Barbie dolls. Yeah, that's the name of it. Always a little Pizzicato 5, but you can throw that in there. Television personalities before that, talking about some part-time punks. Gun Club. Yeah, Zombo actually reached out. He does a show here on Fridays in like late morning, early afternoon. And I think he has an encore that Mondays. Mondays, I think, in the afternoon. Occasionally you can hear an encore of his program. But he reached out to me. He said, "Hey, Moxter, I got a hankering for some Gun Club. Could you play it?" And I'm like, "All right." So I played Ghost on the Highway for you, Zombo. Let's talk about those old tapes I was listening to, those old mixtapes, those old radio show archives. I've got one where I'm promoting Zombo's show when it was on Wednesdays. I don't even remember Zombo being on Wednesdays. Must have been in his early days. You know, those tweener years he had. Superchunk started off the entire set with Freaks in Charge. Let's get, let's just keep music going. I don't know why I'm rambling. We got less than 10 minutes left in this hour. This is the Viva La Mock radio program. My name is Paul. These are the Laws.
Hi, this is Marty Wilson Piper, and you are listening to Viva La Mock.
So hard finding inspiration. I knew you'd find me crying. Tell those girls with rifles for mines that their jokes don't make me laugh. They only make me feel like dying in unguarded moments. So long, long between mirages, I knew you'd find me drinking. Tell those men with horses for hearts that their jives
don't make me bleed. They only make me feel like shrinking in unguarded moments. Without a meaning, I knew you'd find me leaving. Tell those friends with cameras for eyes that their hands don't make me hang. They only make me feel like breathing in unguarded moments, in unguarded moments, in unguarded.
The Church wrapping up that set of music. It was a really short set of music for a couple reasons. I only have a short amount of time before I hit the top of the hour. And the other reason is, I don't know, maybe I have a short attention span. I don't know. I don't know. But the Unguarded Moment from The Church, and before that, The Laws. The Laws with a wonderful little pop song about heroin. Yeah, it's about heroin. There she goes. So now re-listen to the song and go, huh, really? Yeah. What else should I tell you before we get to the top of the hour, since I've got a minute or two here? I should remind you that flu season never left us, but we are really entering the traditional flu season outside of all the coronavirus COVID-19 stuff. So protect your family. Help protect them from the flu this season by just taking three easy steps. Now, it's not going to sound like you've heard these before. Yes, it is, because they're just basic steps you should do. Get you and yourself a flu shot. That's the first thing you should do. It's quick, it's easy, and it can protect you all season long. Second, take those everyday actions to help prevent the spread of germs. Like the flu virus. Cover your cough. Stay at home from work or school if you're feeling sick. And wash your hands all the time. Like almost any time you are outside your house and you come inside your house, just wash your hands. Your hands will thank you, too. And third, there are some drugs that can treat flu illness, and these also work best when they're started early. You can find out more by going to cdc.gov/fightflu. Also, don't forget Jay Thurber. He's got Radio 9 each and every Saturday from noon to 3 with a mix of oldies, newies, and a whole bunch of snark, and it's exclusively here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Hey, kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations. We'll be right back.
Je ne peux pas danser.
Sorrow are all gone away.
like a river, they say. What are they doing there now? There's some whose hearts were burdened with care. They paid for their moment with fire.
Thor, the Metal Avenger. You are listening to the Music of the Gods with Sean Watson on WRCT, Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. Behold the hammer!